Yet even the foggiest notion why she's just out there, doing nothing but watching and constantly reminding us that she's there. Reminding us. Don't you get a little tired of those damned crows? Yes, I do. I thought revenge was her thing. If that was all she wanted, she would have squashed me a long time ago. There was a stir behind me. Scores of eyes were staring at us as everyone in earshot tried to figure out what was going on. It had to be some secret if we were going to talk it over in a language nobody knew. Willow Swan looked like his feelings were hurt. "Excuse me, sir," said a voice from behind me. "The Liberator's compliments, and would you be so good as to get your ass on about the job he gave you? He's set to suggest that he wants the answer before sundown." That was not in a language no one else understood. It cheered Swan right up. Even Lady chuckled. I do believe I blushed. "I'll want to pursue this further," I told Lady, who didn't seem thrilled by the prospect. To the messenger, who happened to be the nephew of a prominent Taglian general, I said, "Just for that, I think I'll go do what the old man wants." Chapter 37. It took me a long time to find Goblin, but there was no hurry. The Shadowlanders of the past were being particularly stubborn. Big Bucket was having to use a lot of firebombs to root them out. I found it hard to believe. Goblin was on the other side of the Don de Presh. His Shaded Road was an expedition that had pushed a commando force across the Shindai Kus. Croker had talked about the possibility once, ages ago, before we ever even went after Digigore, but I always thought it was completely impractical. So much so that the possibility had not occurred to me even when I had found Goblin on the shore of the Shindai Kus. Goblin was still Goblin. The desert only baked it in.
"I'm 1 step and 10 seconds short of exhaustion," he complained to the man nearest him, a company brother named Bubba Doo,
who wasn't too bright and who, I noted, kept Goblin on his left side, which was where he had the bad ear.
"But I'm here. I'm in place. I'm on time. And nobody knows we're here."
Lights flared in the mountains above. Tiny balls of fire rose over the high Don de Presh. Bubba Doo said,
"Looks like the captain won his bet."
"I'm worried. This damned thing's been going too good. I've been fighting these people for years. I know how they think. I know Mogaba."
So did Bubba Doo, but that didn't matter in Goblin's view.
"He ain't going to let himself get whipped by Croker. Whole point of him going over to the Shadow Master was he wanted to prove he was a better soldier and general."
Goblin went on and on. His men ignored him most of the time. After he'd heard scouting reports about the surrounding terrain, he allowed his men to build several small, carefully hidden fires. That side of the Don de Presh was colder than the northern slope. It was impossible to manage without heat if you weren't moving.
"I should have found a farm, maybe a small town, some place where we could get inside."
"That would mean killing a bunch of people so they couldn't rat on us, and that probably wouldn't do any good anyway because somebody probably would have got away."
It was almost dark. The excitement in the mountains was getting colorful. I began to wonder if Mogaba himself wasn't up there directing the resistance.
"You got company," somebody said. Instantly,